This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This here radio program is brought to you by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. They can help you with drafting a last will and testament or setting up a living trust. They'll put together a medical power of attorney. They'll schedule a free consultation for you with attorneys today. All you got to do is go to kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. That is kmlawyers.com. Beltway Blitz every day at 4. Teams in town you care the most about, the things in sports that are on your radar. We're going to cover the Nats, the NFL, and the Commanders on day one of training camp. All coming up, jammed into this segment. Let's get it started. Bobby Blanco of MassinSports.com, himself 4 fewer hits today than the Washington Nationals in 30 at-bats. Bobby, they were blanked by Nick Lodolo. That was an ugly offensive performance, eh?
Yeah, it wasn't a great day at the yard for the old local ball club. Surprised you guys wanted to talk about the ball club with training camp opening today. But Nick Lodolo throws a complete game shutout. The Nats only managed 4 hits, like you said, drew 0 walks, obviously scored 0 runs, and struck out 8 times against him, a guy that they hit around just 2 months ago back in Cincinnati. So he came back with a vengeance. My colleague at Masson, Mark Zuckerman, tweeted out that there have been 10 complete game shutouts pitched by pitchers this year. 3 have come against the Nationals, joining Eric Fetty back in his return to Nationals Park back in May. By the way, he was DFA'd by the Cardinals today with an ERA over 5. And then David Peterson did it for the Mets in June. So, yeah, tough go for the Nationals. And it was a shame because Michael Soroka actually pitched pretty well. He kept them in the game. They had a chance to sweep the Reds. But they'll take a series win to Minnesota, enjoy the off day tomorrow, and get back at it on Friday against the Twins.
Yeah, Bobby, Seinfeld-style question. What's the deal with Michael Soroka? 2 more hit batters today, so now he's more than tripled over the next contender in terms of the team lead. But even still, he's pitched better than the stats would indicate, but also his velocity was down today, and it's kind of been trending down here of late, but everyone's telling me it's fine. Like, this is such a strange season, and if they were, more competitive, I think we'd take greater note of it at 20-some under, but it's bizarre to me that he's still effective, but, like, not as effective, but he's kind of effective, but he hits too many hitters. Like, I don't even know what to make of it.
Yeah, he actually hit 3 guys today. He hit 1 guy twice, so 3 hit batters this afternoon. And
so
a 13 couple of
now,
blocks.
Yeah.
So that's how they ended up scoring the 1 run against him. They weren't really hitting him hard, and he struck out 6. But, the velocity, he mentioned that too. It's been down for a couple of starts. He's still trying to figure out why. He didn't have an exact reason as to why he thinks it's been down. He's trying to get it back, but he said he's learning to pitch without it, and the results, like you mentioned, are kind of underlyingly there. I think if, scouts are looking at him for the trade deadline looming next week, people might say he's actually pitching better than some of his overlying numbers say. He'll get 1 more start against the Astros next week before the deadline. If he gets another strong outing, I would imagine a team may try to take a flyer on him ahead of the deadline.
Especially as a reliever, because he's been really good for 4 or 5 innings at a time generally. Bobby, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, boys, thanks.
You got See it. Buddy. Absolutely. Bobby Blanco of Masson Sports. Let's talk football. Before we go NFL abroad outside of D.C. with P.J. Glasser, who joins us from BetMGM Network, I want to actually start locally, get a little national perspective. How surprised are you that Terry McLaurin and the Commanders are still at odds and he's not in camp, just based on the way his career has gone as the ultimate anti-diva at wide receiver?
I'm surprised. I mean, Terry has obviously been there through all those quarterbacks, and now he finally has one, and he was great last season with Jaden. You would think they would pay him and get that fixed. So from obviously like an outside perspective, I'm pretty surprised they haven't struck up a deal yet.
What do you think it's like to be a Bengals fan?
It's probably pretty tough. You know, they obviously have never won a Super Bowl. I think it's tough now because of the division that they're in. They've had to look up at the Ravens and the Steelers for so long as those teams have kind of run the division, and now they have one of the top quarterbacks, and it doesn't feel like they're doing everything they can to try and get them back to the Super Bowl.
One of the teams that has surprised me the most looking at odds, you know, projected win total or the chances to win the division, people are still very high on the San Francisco 49ers after an offseason of turmoil, mostly. But Juwan Jennings, who wants a new contract, says he might hold out, actually went to practice today in full, so I guess he's not holding out, but he is providing more headlines, and there's acrimony there. What do you think of San Francisco and the NFC West?
I'm not as high on them as most people are, Grant, but I can see why people like them. On paper, they might have the easiest schedule in the league this year. They play the AFC South and the NFC South, so you're getting arguably the two worst divisions. McCaffrey, you hope, is back and healthy and ready to go. Another year of Purdy in the Shanahan system. And then I think Saleh being back as the DC has a lot of people excited, too. So they had a lot of moving parts, especially to the defense, defensive side of the ball. But I think, you know, the injuries caught up with them last year. People are expecting them to bounce back, and the schedule is just really favorable that people can see them getting them a high seed in the NFC and then try and get themselves back to the Super Bowl.
Does Bryce Young have an actual good season, not just, oh, good for you, there, that wasn't terrible, and are the Panthers frisky?
To me, Bryce Young's trajectory reminds me a little bit of Trevor Lawrence. Number one pick, rocky rookie year, second year you come in, have that great second half, and then you come into year three, and everybody was excited about Trevor and the Jags, and obviously they fell back down. I kind of fear that a little bit with Carolina, that Bryce is going to fall back down a little bit. Now, there were a lot of things to like that they did, and they get McMillan in the, at number eight. You know, Canales is an offensive guy, but I more so am on the side where I think Bryce is going to regress a little bit more. We kind of see in between of the guy he was as a rookie and the upside that we saw the second half of last year.
Dave Canales as your coach, very, very different than Urban Meyer.
Yeah, that's true.
As your coach, so he's got
one's
that
better than the other, I'd say.
For him, that's I true. Suppose. George Pickens in Dallas. I saw a quote from Brian Schottenheimer today saying he's got uncanny instincts. They're doing everything they can to build him up. Bit of a head case, like one of these guys that when he checks out, it's bad for everybody. How is that marriage going to go with him as the number two to CeeDee Lamb? What do you make of the Micah Parsons negotiation that's still ongoing? He had an impromptu press conference of his own where the team didn't plan on him being at the podium, and he kind of went over to reporters and said, hey, I'm happy to talk if you guys want to talk about my contract.
You know, I'm actually pretty high on Dallas this season, fellas. I mean, look, Dak, you say what you want about him in the playoffs. We know he struggles. But in the regular season, he puts up numbers, and he was in the MVP conversation a couple years ago. They get Pickens, as you mentioned, to go along with Lamb. And Schottenheimer, we'll all wait and see what he's like as a head coach. But they're going to throw the ball a lot. I think they're going to put up a lot of points. And, you know, because of that, if they put up points, they're up in some of these games. Parsons and the defense is... they're going to have opportunity to get after the quarterback. Jerry usually takes care of his top guys. He's obviously paid Lamb. He's paid Dak. I think they get a deal done with Parsons. But I do like Dallas as a potential playoff team this year. I think they can get in the NFC.
So does that mean then that you think Washington falls to third, or do you think three teams get in?
I think three teams get in this year. The NFC East.
Yeah. This year's NFC North, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been burned by the Colts for the last couple of years, where I go, I like this roster a lot, and I'm intrigued. I guess 9-8 wasn't terrible a couple seasons ago, but this whole Richardson, now it's Jones, but it might be Richardson at some point. Who knows? That division, I don't know how great Houston is. It's, you know, the NFC South and the AFC South both kind of stink. Is there a chance that the Colts surprise some people this year? I've liked that roster for a couple of years.
So, Danny, I'll tell you guys now, I'm obviously in the betting space. The bet I love is Shane Steichen, Coach of the Year, for everything that you're saying, how wide open the AFC South is, but obviously with the Ursae narrative, and if they make it work at quarterback, I think he's going to get a ton of sympathy. People are going to fall in love with it. So I love him coach of the year. As for the team itself, I still do like Houston the best. I think Tennessee's interesting. With how Stroud and Jaden have performed as rookies, maybe Cam Ward continues that and he's really good. Tennessee wins a lot of games. I do think, though, the Texans still win that division. I would more so be on the downside with Indy.
Giants named Russell Wilson their starting quarterback on day one of training camp today. Don't know how surprising that was, but when do you think we see Jackson Dart? And does Brian Daboll make it through the whole season?
I think he does make it through the whole season. I think we see Dart at some point, probably like week 11, week 12. Russell play, you know, probably the first six, seven games of the season. Then maybe they give Jameis an opportunity. But obviously Daboll, the GM, I mean, you know, they're on the hot seat. They got to make it work. So we will see Dart at some point. I would probably expect week 11, week 12.
Did Miami miss their window?
They did. They did. Fellas, I think Miami's got blow-up potential. Like, potential to be, like, one of the worst three teams in the league. I've never been a McDaniel guy. Obviously, people fall in love with the quirkiness and kind of his personality. But as a head coach, they don't beat good teams. I mean, Miami, you want to bet on them when they're at home playing teams that they're better on. But when they play the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, even teams that are kind of, like, similar to them, they can't beat any of those teams. I think Miami's got a chance to be really bad this year.
So who are those teams? When you say bottom of the bucket, bottom three or four, who else is in that group for you?
Certainly the Giants, the Browns. The Saints are going to be really bad. Everybody, it feels like, think the Saints are going to be the worst team in the league. I think they'll probably be, like, the fourth or fifth worst. I think probably the Browns are going to be the worst team in football, though.
Yeah, I actually had, so remember Nick Wilson, buddy that does radio in Cleveland? Mm-hmm. He texted me today, and they're doing something for their show. And he's like, 5.5 win over under. We're just polling a bunch of media people.
Uh-huh.
And I went under. I said, I can't see them winning six games this year. Now, that's not a lot. I mean, it's hard to go 4-13, let's face it.
They could find a way.
But I think they're going to find a way.
I would agree. I would agree. They won, what, 3-4 games last year? So, something like that. They had the number two pick, and then they traded with Jacksonville. So Flacco's starting the season as quarterback. Their defense will be okay, but their offense isn't going to score many points.
PJ, thank you, buddy. Good to see you.
Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. PJ Glasser, you can listen to him, remember, on the BetMGM network. They're downstairs. They have a very nice, pristine studio. I see it through the window sometimes when I'm walking on the street.
Yeah, when you walk past, right? It looks very nice.
Absolutely. Good catching up, brother.
Hit that local 53 sounder, Darius. Our guy Liam Griffin covers the team. That's why he's going to talk about the team. What was the vibe today at practice? No Terry McLaurin, obviously, but what kind of work got done?
It didn't really seem like the players on the field were that worried about a contract holdout. Obviously, they want their guy to get paid. But a lot of individual work, a lot of revving up to get started on the season with, you know, drills within position groups, and then a little bit of red zone group with, you know, everyone's been talking about it, that Jaden Daniels pass to Deebo Samuel, first snap of training camp, and that's why that guy gets all the media highlights all the time in the spotlight.
Liam, I've tried my best today to kind of shape the show in a way where we're not just talking about Terry constantly. We're actually going to do our first McLaurin topic coming up this hour. We've been on for over an hour. And the reason I did that is, number one, to give people a little change of pace. It's day one of camp. Let's just talk football. But it goes without saying, this is the story. Respectfully to, you know, running around in shorts today, nothing that happened on the field is half as important as whether or not McLaurin and this team can get on the same page. Would you disagree with any of that?
No, not even a little bit. Like, the story that I have in the paper tomorrow morning is going to be about, all right, Terry's still not there. What does that mean for everybody else? What does that mean for the 12 receivers that they have on the roster who are going to be fighting for six or seven spots? And when you look at the success of this season, yeah, they're going to tell you training camp's important and it's important to get started on the right foot. But none of that is as important as having your top wide receiver on the field by week one.
Are you surprised that they made the choice to allow this to be the story?
A little bit. I think that they've been so conscious as an organization, from Josh Harris all the way down, been so conscious of their image over the past 18 months or so in particular, about doing things in the right way and trying to maintain that balance with a fan base that has obviously been through, you know, the ringer over the past 25 years. But I also think that, especially Adam Peters, they're not going to just give away money. Like, they're still going to try to do things smart. And if they don't think someone is worth a certain contract, then they're not going to give it to them, even if it's a guy like Terry, who's been, you know, the face of the franchise and a voice in that locker room.
Liam, how in flux is that right guard spot? The incumbent is Sam Cosmi, obviously dealing with an injury, and he's trying to, you know, work his way back. I don't know how fair it is to expect him just to be Sam Cosmi the instant he's eligible to return. So what do we think about that right guard spot? Kind of an under-talked about part of this team.
Yeah, the right guard spot is a really interesting position, and I don't know if you guys have mentioned it yet, but Dan Quinn today said that they're not ruling out Sam Cosmi for week one, which I think is a little bit crazy. Mm. I think week three or four, somewhere, I think that first month of the season is a reasonable expectation. We saw him working out today, but you're also going to have Brandon Coleman kick inside, whether that's at left guard or right guard kind of remains to be seen. But then you also have Allegretti who held up well. I think those are going to be the three names to watch. I wouldn't be surprised if all three of those guys end up taking snaps at right guard for the Commanders at some point this season. And then you're going to have that same kind of fluctuations on the tackle position on the right side too. Andrew Wiley took the first snaps at right tackle today, but that's going to be Josh Connerly's job at some point this season. I think it's just a matter of when.
I find the running back competition really interesting. We know Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler will be RBs 1 and 2 in some order, depending on, you know, down and distance and sequence. But behind that, I think it's fascinating. Jeremy McNichols was productive last year. They just drafted Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt in the 7th round. Every time Chris Rodriguez gets a chance, he balls out, and you can make the case as a similar Brian Robinson-type figure. He's actually been more efficient. He's lost a bunch of weight from what I saw today. But he looks like he's on the outside looking in just based on paper roster. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting to see really what guys can contribute on special teams. And that's why I think Jeremy McNichols is always going to have a little bit of a leg up just because of the versatility that he offers as a veteran at that position. He returned some kicks last year. He can catch passes out the backfield. He can block. He can, you know, take runs up the gut. But Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt is someone who I think was just such incredible value in the 7th round. And I know fans are already falling in love with him, but just watching him today running drills with the running backs, his quick twitch ability and his ability to make a cut and get up field just in the snap of a finger was really impressive. And I think that's something that's going to translate really quickly. And when you look at running backs in the NFL, youth matters when you're talking about paying running backs and getting playing time. I think Jeremy McNichols has that versatility, but he could be on the way out. And Chris Rodriguez, like you said, is just a guy who always performs when he's given an opportunity. It's just, you know, there's only so many snaps to go around.
Liam, thank you as always, buddy.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Liam Griffin, check him out in the Washington Times. Kenyon McDuffie, D.C. City Council member, is going to join us at 5. That's when we're giving away Wiz Khalifa tickets right at the start of that segment. Could be headed towards some big news on the stadium front. It certainly sounds positive based on the NBC4 report today that Phil Mendelsohn and the team may be coming together on a deal with slightly changed terms from the ones that we originally saw the mayor bring forth. But next, I want to talk Terry McLaurin. We really haven't gotten into the holdout today. If, in fact, this lingers for an extended period of time in training camp, would you ever get to a point where you'd be willing to talk about a trade? And what is the threshold for that? It's got to be far away. But when would that be on the table? When would it be reasonable to start even having that conversation? That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection.
because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
No, I certainly don't need to reach out. I mean, to anybody else. And it's part of, you know, the business of the NFL. And, you know, I don't judge it or get too worked up about it. I know Adam and his team, they're working as hard as they can, you know, with Terry. And so the best thing I can do, honestly, in this space is, like, put all the attention and the focus to go doing what it, like, we love them. So I know they're working really hard to go do that. But it's part of the business of our league, and this happens on teams all over. And so the longer you've been in it, the more you recognize that's.
That is Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders. Today, talking Terry McLaurin, his first public comments about the McLaurin holdout. I'll get back to that in just a second. Danny, have you seen the video of the Cleveland Browns unveiling their new helmet today?
No, I just saw the pictures of the new helmet or the new uniform,
so
whatever.
Funny. So the Browns unfurl what is this giant, I'm imagining from here, it's like a big inflatable helmet from like as far away as the camera is that I'm looking at. It looks like a giant inflatable helmet, but they did it like, I just can't watch this without laughing. They did it on a barge. I'm going to show you the video in a second.
Okay.
Okay, and it looks like it's like a stationary dock or something like that. Why it's in the water, I don't know.
It's right there. I mean, you can't avoid the water in Cleveland. It's right there.
Yes, but this is not like on the side of the water, on land. This is in the water on a little island dock that they are on for this unveiling of this helmet. Okay? So it's a huge inflatable helmet. By the way, I think it looks terrible. What do you think of that helmet? It's a ugly, terrible colored brown with like an orange stripe. I think it's an awful looking helmet.
I don't mind it as much. Again, I just hate the constant uniform changing. Keep it, please, unless it's going back to the thing that I liked when I was lied to, talking about Washington's. But I don't find that one offensive. I kind of like the brown with a little orange in there.
So here's what's funny, though. So there's several camera people and like folks that work for the Browns that have to take what is this giant orange tarp off of this helmet to unveil it. Okay, think about like pulling the tarp off of a car. So they're pulling this tarp off of this gigantic helmet that's the size of a small building. And the camera guy who's like backing up to shoot it and get the good footage of it falls off of this little dock into the water.
Come on.
It's so funny.
Come on.
So I'm sitting here watching it. He just runs out of room and this poor guy just falls right in the water. It's unbelievable. So watch this video here.
Okay. So big giant helmet, he's off to the right as from left to right across
far
your radio
right
dial.
Corner.
And he's trying to get the whole Oh my God.
Dude, the Browns, man.
He's clearly backing up to try to get the full thing in view.
Right, because it's a giant helmet. Because
it's a big helmet.
Feet away.
And he's up close. The barge ain't that big. And he takes a step back, and there's nothing to step to except for water. The dude fell in the lake.
I just got a text from my wife. Very rare that my wife
responded to you in any way during the day?
Communicates with me.
How
yes.
about that?
How about that?
Everything's coming up pulsing. Look
no,
at this.
She said, and I quote, "This Terry McLaurin stuff is stressing me out." That's what she said.
Wow.
Someone tell Adam Peters he could take... Let me make sure this is okay. Yep. Someone tell Adam Peters he could take a lot off my plate if he would...
Yeah,
if he would just pay him.
It would? I feel like there's a lot on the plate right now at the Paulson
house. Apparently the fourth baby is not stressing around.
Yeah, we're going through it too, and we've only got three.
The not sleeping at night, not the problem.
Yeah.
Right? The every 2 hours the baby needs you to eat, that's not the issue.
It's this Terry thing?
The Terry McLaurin situation. But I would say to her, and this is like a good moment to think about that we've got, you know, people listening whose emotions are on the line in some ways. I really don't think it's time to be overly stressed. This is acrimonious, and it has gotten bad. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
It's not good when your most popular player and most beloved player on the team, not named Jaden Daniels, is angry at you and you're not giving him what he thinks he's worth. And he says he's been devalued and is disrespected and feels like he's been slapped in the face. None of that is fun. But we're not at a point yet where life without Terry McLaurin is imminent. It's way, way, way more likely that he signs tomorrow than that he doesn't sign at all. And it's, I would still say, I don't know where you're at on this, like an 85, 90% chance that a deal gets done at some point during training camp, in my opinion, and that this ends with a press conference where they all act like nothing happened. Because that's how this ends, by the way. When a guy gets a deal, we don't talk about how bad the drive was or the time you bumped into the mailbox or the fact that you scuffed yourself on the car next door. Once you park the car, you just get out and you go inside to the restaurant. How you got there doesn't matter anymore. They're all going to be high-fiving and hugging, and it was just business, and they all love each other again. And Terry and Adam Peters are going to be locked in arms, skipping through the park, two best friends that anyone could ever have, right? I still think we're getting there. So I don't actually think anyone should really be stressing or losing sleep over this just yet.
That's where I'm at.
But I do think it's perfectly reasonable if you're frustrated with the front office for the first time in a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I think if you're annoyed by Terry's actions, I don't see that quite as much because I think it's business and he's kind of doing exactly what he should do. He deserves to be paid. But if you're unhappy and nervous, understood.
That you just mentioned something that I kind of want to put a pin in because I don't think it's right now. But I said this earlier to doing our hit that we do each of us with Derek Forrest, DC News Now. And I said, there's going to be a time where I'm very empathetic towards Terry McLaurin or any player that wants to get paid as much as possible in this short window sport where the average career lasts around 3 years. If you got a chance to bite at the apple a couple times, you take it.
You're empathetic. You just don't believe in giving a guy market value necessarily at his age. Is what you said yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not angry at him. And I guess that's all I'm talking about at this point. I'm not going, damn it, Terry, you're screwing us. Like some people are going, you're under contract, that's the job. I am nowhere near there. There's going to be a point, though, where that might turn for me. I don't know when that is. It's not now, certainly. But if we start, we're missing preseason games, and now it's like, okay, actually, I need you out on the field because it's
toward
important.
Toward Terry or toward the team?
Towards Terry, where I'm going, hey, it's you've said your piece. You've done your thing.
You'll never turn on the team.
If something comes out that's nefarious and awful, then maybe. But, I mean, the way things are going, there's going to be a time where, okay, dude, you made your point. You're under contract for this year.
The only
this
report year matters we have so far is that they are not offering him market value. Yet and still, your issue is more with Terry than the team.
No. I'm going to try to say it again. I currently have no issue.
Okay.
There might be a time if we're if we miss two preseason games and this is still he's posted pictures from a yacht off of Key West and he's not anywhere close by or something like that.
He didn't do the Trey Hendrickson troll job.
I'm not saying he did, but if in 3 weeks that's where he is.
I don't think he's going.
I don't either. I'm simply saying there might be a time where I kind of go, okay, that's enough, Terry.
But going back to my point,
yeah.
You don't like the word issue. That's fine. You are more on his side than the team's. Excuse me, vice versa. You're more on the team side than his very, very loudly over the last several days.
Yeah, I would say so.
Even though the only information we have right now, and it could be wrong, it's one guy's report, but that information is that the offer is not market value. That essentially the team is further off than Terry McLaurin is financially in this negotiation. But that does not change how you feel. And for you, it's an age thing. And essentially, to put words in your mouth, you're saying, I'm never going to pay that kind of money for a guy at his age, basically. Like, the fact that you've been the man for me for a long time is irrelevant.
That's a fraction of my view, but that's certainly part of it.
Those are things you've said.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah. And what is the rest of it?
The rest of it is they have so much advantage in negotiations and the way the CBA is that I understand why they're playing hardball. Like, their evaluation, their... not in the business of overpaying this guy because I know he's special. Well, the next guy's going, well, I'm 84% as special as Terry. So now I get extra. I get extra. Then all of a sudden you become the organization that overpays.
Well,
I understand this one's special and this one's different to everybody, but it doesn't seem to be to them.
Yeah. My fear is not becoming the organization that overpays. My fear would be becoming the organization that doesn't get viewed around the league as taking care of your guys. The Nationals have become that organization, right? This is very different. It's a salary cap league, but they have the money right now that they need to pay him. They have a great salary cap situation. They don't have a quarterback to pay at this moment. And while you might have to overpay a little bit from what you'd like to take care of the guy that has done more for you and waded through the 500 feet Andy Dufresne style, they're going, we could, but we're not going to. This is the first time this has happened. So 100% of the time, this will have been how they negotiated with their own guys when it was time to take care of their own guys. And so my fear would just be, like, there's a 100% chance in the locker room. Jaden Daniels today said, I'm talking to Terry every single day. Terry at Eastern Motors last week said, I'm talking to players all the time. They agree with me. They're on my side. Not saying they're anti-team, but his point was they all know what I'm doing and why I'm doing this.
Sure.
I promise you they'll take his side over the front office's side. You know, it's not like we're walking around here and talking about our contracts and everyone's like, I think Odyssey's right. I like that they're not, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
Of course they're going to be on the same side. So that stuff adds up pretty quickly. And that's just in your own locker room, let alone outside with agents talking and players talking. So, like, would I rather be the team that overpays every now and then or the team that is known as not taking care of their guys? Give me the A, not B every single time on, like, a binary. But sidetracked a little bit from kind of where we wanted to be here, which is, I guess, related to some extent what you said. There's a moment in this whole thing where you're – feelings toward McLaurin could change from, man, I feel bad for this guy, to like, you know what? You could go play somewhere else. What I want to know is, how long does this have to go on before the possibility of a trade actually should be a discussion? Like, I think anybody talking about that yet is putting the cart before the horse.
Agreed.
You're reading the last chapter before you started the book. It's just not necessary. We're not there yet. Terry could come out tomorrow and demand a trade, and now it's time.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the chance to do that at Eastern Motors, and he said, I haven't really thought about that. He and his agent, I'm sure, went over that. Should we demand a trade? If this is going to come up in this press conference, do you want to be traded? How do we want to answer that? They neglected to force the hand and to ask for a trade, yeah? So what is the line in the sand on when a trade becomes something we should even have on the table here or consider?
So for me, it's not till this next offseason. There's no plan B. Had they gotten a plan B? Has there another option internally that could come close to that production? Had they drafted somebody early? With all due respect to Jalen Lane, I'm intrigued about that fourth rounder, but come on. Had they done something more significant there where they had a backup plan at the ready? They need him this year. I'm not trading him this year for future draft picks. If they were going to be terrible, I would say, let's do it right now. But they're not going to be. I think they're good. And when you have Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal, and you got a team that can be pretty good, you don't start thinking about future assets.
So if he hasn't showed up on the Monday of week one, first practice, game week, leading into the Giants game in 6 days on Sunday, you're still not picking up the phone and seeing what you can get.
I am. The only way I would do it, I guess, to amend that is if he's willing to forego his year of eligibility. You know what I mean? Like if he
has to show up to accrue the season. That would be several weeks into the year. But now this is not Dan Quinn being asked about it on July 23rd in the tent in Ashburn.
This is like the Friday press conference he's being asked about
this
before
is
the game.
Week one, week two, week three potentially. Chris Jones of the Chiefs, if you remember, held out until I believe he didn't play in the first game of the season against the Lions a couple years ago on like Thursday Night Football, the opener after they won the Super Bowl. Because he had come back or just signed a day or two before, but he hadn't done anything basically to get into shape as a football player yet. If it's something like that, you're not considering a trade even then.
No, because this year he's under contract for me and he needs to play to get what he wants, and I need him to play to get what I want.
So you're willing, and I don't think this is realistic, but this is just a worst case scenario.
Yeah, this is the doomsday.
Hypothetical. Right. Yeah, this is Armageddon. Yeah.
Right. You've opened up the thing for the switch that says never push this switch, and we're hovering over the switch.
Worst environment imaginable. It's week three, and Terry McLaurin is just posting Instagram videos where he's doing yoga in Ashburn. And you're 2-1 or 1-2 or whatever it is. And he's going, I'll show up the day I have to show up, and I will make everyone's life miserable. You know, he's not saying that, but that's the way
that's,
this is
that's the implication.
That is what's happening. Yeah. You're still going, no problem, see you when you get here.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm not playing that game. It's not worth it to me to have a miserable work environment. And I don't think he would, again, I want to just preface this one more time. I don't think this is realistic where he would do this because he's my sweet Terry. But in this worst case scenario, there is a line of demarcation for me. We're not getting that far. I will say after the last preseason game and cutdown day, when you flip the calendar and it's now football time, that first week of the season, if I'm preparing for the New York Giants that week and he's not showing up and he's still telling me I'm not going to be there, we're working the phones. I don't think it's going to get there. But I say all that, I guess, to say there is absolutely a time where I am willing to do that, which is crazy to say out loud. 800-636-1067. Your thoughts on that? Are we right that it's too soon to even talk about a trade, that it's an unreasonable thing to be bantering about yet? But when would that change if this holdout goes on for an extended period of time? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yeah, without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much, and we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations, and we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
That's Adam Peters, your general manager, one for one at turning this team into a winner. Got him to the NFC Championship game, and year one is the architect. Last season. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We've got Wiz Khalifa tickets with Sean Paul. We'll give away in a little under 15 minutes. Top of the hour when Kenyon McDuffie, D.C. City Council, joins us. Sounds like we're knocking on the door of a deal, which would be pretty cool. Danny, question for people is, how long would this holdout have to go before you started thinking about picking up the phone and trying to make a trade or talk trades with other teams about McLaurin? And you're basically just taking that off the table. You would force him to play this season, eventually bleed him out financially until he shows up.
That's the way I would do it. Yeah. I mean, to me, I'm not trading him. I would have traded him this offseason if there was no way this was going to get done and we had a backup plan. We don't right now. I could have used something in the draft or otherwise. The draft is come and gone. Player acquisition is pretty much closed. There are no replacements that are adequate for him, in my view, this year right now for my offense. I need him and he needs to be here.
The day I turn the calendar to regular season, in my agenda. And think about your planner when you were in high school.
Yeah.
Like days of the week. So it's the final cut down day right around Memorial Day. And then, Labor Day. And then the right after that is that first Monday where you're 6 days away from the opener against the New York Giants. That Monday, you're either happy to be at work and you're working out on the field, or I'm working on the phones is kind of where I'm at. Let's go to Brian in Lovettsville on G&D. How are you, Brian?
Hey, doing well, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah, there's no world and there's no time in which I can entertain this thought of trading Terry McLaurin. Like, I've been the fan 35 years. He's done everything the right way since he came in here. All he's done is produce consistently. He's got to get paid. There's no way I can entertain it. I mean, this prior regime traded the best left tackle in football for a third-round comp pick, and then we had guys like Donald Penn and Butterbean blocking, our quarterback's blind side for a number of years after that. We can't go down this path. We got to take care of our guys.
So I agree with you completely, Brian. 100% I do. But the hypothetical we're playing out is the Armageddon scenario, where nobody budges.
I can't do it. I can't go down that path, man.
All right. I won't ask you to.
Right. We're trying to do a war game, and he's like, no.
I will say, I'm going to sound a little bit like a hater here, and all I can do is just state my credentials that nobody loves Terry McLaurin as much as I do. He's my guy. I like nothing like I like professionalism, being an adult, and acting like you belong, and everything he is everything I want every player to be. But like hearing that phone call in another market, they'd be like, why are they acting like this guy is a Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't possibly think about this team without him. I can't possibly think about trading him. Guys get traded all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, think about the people that have played for multiple teams. Some of the greatest players of all time get traded, get moved, move on, end up in other places. Tom freaking Brady played for the Bucks, man.
Tom Brady played for the Bucks, dude.
Let's go to Steve in Waldorf. How are you, Steve?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks, guys, for taking the call.
Sir.
Quick kind of thought that occurred to me, and this is sort of against the hypothetical here. What if Terry's agent and the front office and the GM have kind of colluded and said, look, Terry doesn't want to come to training camp, but we need to give him a reason to kind of hold out and make it look like he's not going against the grain, not being a team player. Have we thought about that and looking at this situation? Like, we're making a big deal over nothing here. Commanders fans are really easily wound up, and we're used to dysfunction.
So who benefits there? Who benefits in that scenario? I'm trying to figure out the motivation. What would that be?
I think the person who benefits would be Terry. He's an older player, right? He's always come ready to play. But maybe for him, a couple million more here or there isn't really going to move the needle. He's just saying, like, I want extra vacation, guys. I don't want to have to show up.
Oh. At $50,000 a day?
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
He's in Ashburn, 3 miles from the facility, training this morning. He does not seem like a guy that just wants to go hang out in Miami a little while.
Yeah, he had a $50,026 yoga session today. You know, the fine plus whatever it costs to do a drop-in. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big deal.
Also, you're taking a major hit from a – this guy is image conscious. Mm-hmm. He does everything the right way, mainly because of probably just the kind of man he is, the caliber of person he is, how he was raised, but also because you do care about your image. That's why you do things correctly. There are a lot of fans who are turning on him. I've seen it. Social media right now, there's plenty of people that are, you know, Terry McLaurin lovers 2 years ago, a year ago, who are screaming about how he's being selfish. I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze for him to just sit out because he doesn't want to go to training camp. And by the way, this is not your older brother's training camp. This is not your dad's training camp. When I used to cover training camp, there were still two-a-days. You know, you go back 20 years ago when I was a kid at training camp, you were out on the field for 3 hours in the morning and another 90 minutes in the afternoon. Today, they practice for 80 minutes, and I couldn't do it. I'm not telling you it's easy. They're sweating, but they're running around playing football with their buddies compared to what they were doing 12 and 15 years ago. It's not like, you know, missing training camp is or showing up for it is this dreaded thing where it's like, my God, the last thing in the world I want to do is go to training camp right now. I don't think anybody wants to be there more than that guy. He loves ball. Mm-hmm. Zeke, Southeast, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Hey, yeah, I always said that he's not going to show up for training camp, and I think he's going to be the one to ask for a trade because the team's not willing to trade him. They got all the cards. They can just force him to play and then franchise him next year. So Terry's going to be the one to go to them and say, hey, look, and I think it's right after preseason, right before the teams are set, they're going to give Terry an opportunity to explore trade because Terry is not going to budge from his last big money. He's not going to move. And let me correct one thing. I want to make sure I heard you guys right. I don't think the difference is $4 or $5 million a year. I think the difference is the terms. The reason why they're not close because Terry wants an extra year of maybe $30 million where they don't want to give him that.
Yes, but in football, the final year of the $30 million is irrelevant if it's not guaranteed. I think the biggest, most important number is the guaranteed money. So it's not the AAV. We talk about the AAV because it's the most tangible, easy thing mathematically. But if he wants a 4-year deal versus a 3-year deal versus a 5-year deal, it doesn't matter. It's all monopoly money if it's not guaranteed. So what he wants is probably $70-75 million, whatever it is, guaranteed, and they're probably down closer to wanting to guarantee 2 years and closer to $50 million or something like that. But in that sense, what you're saying is he wants a third year of guaranteed money. They probably are closer to 2 years of guaranteed cash. We do have some positive news today. It sounds like we could be imminently closing in on a stadium deal, I guess. We're going to get some answers from a council member live next. We're also giving away Wiz Khalifa tickets as soon as we return on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.